there are parts of the state that I'd dearly like to get into that way, just to see what the speech is.
Mm-hmm.
I've come close, but I haven't been able to make it. They're not about to talk to me.
No.
It'll take somebody from that particular area, I guess. I had one man started. He said, we had a right smart of corn and a pretty plenty of peas.
Mm-hmm.
And terms like this, I hadn't met them before. I've met them since in central Oklahoma. I was fascinated by it, but he thought I was prying.
Well, they would. Down in...
If you could get somebody to go with you.
He talked with me for half an hour. He had these strange red eyes, though, you know, you get when you sit out and smoke a long time. It dawned on me later. I thought about it a year, trying to figure out why he wouldn't continue, because I'd spent 3 hours with him. And I thought maybe he was afraid I was finding out about his financial situation. He was on relief, and that was his main industry.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got thinking about those red eyes, and I thought maybe he had something up in the hills that he just assumed I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But
probably thought you was a revenueer.
Yeah.
Was trying to ferret out his steel that he had up there in the hills. We had that right here in Seminole County. Mm.
I think we have it around in Payne County, too, someplace.
We do, too.
The student newspaper had a good headline. They found some liquor in one of the boys' dorms. And this was a few years back, and they found some more a couple of years ago. And the headline said, "Liquor still found on OSU campus."
Liquor still.
Oh, if you were doing something that was important and you couldn't leave it and somebody knocked on the door, what would you holler to him?
I'd say, "Just wait a minute, I'll be there in a minute."
And if we were going someplace together and I started off ahead of you and you wanted me to...
Wait on me, I'd holler, "Well, hold your horses."
If you wanted to know how far it was from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
I'd just ask you how far it was. I'd say, "How far is it? How far is it from here to Stillwater?"
If you were doing something over there and you wanted me to look at what you were doing, what would you say?
Well, if you had to get up and come over here, I'd say, "Come here, come here, come here." I wouldn't make it "come here," I'd say, "Come here."
And then if I wasn't looking in the right place, what would you say?
I'd say, "Well, you're stupid." Which is my pet term. "Hey, stupid. Here." "Hey, there he comes."
He's certainly a happy dog. Is that a Springer or a Cocker?
A Springer. He's getting deaf. Just makes me sick.
We wanted to get a Cocker. Well, we couldn't find one. You know, they're pretty hard to find now. People have just gone out of the Cocker business.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's gone poodle crazy.
Yeah. Well, we bought a little Samoyed, little white dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'd read an article and I thought, gee whiz, these would be wonderful dogs. And somebody ran an ad in the paper, so we paddled right over and saw these little balls of fur. That did it.
Yeah.
Well, this dog, I don't think he has sense enough to come in out of the rain.
I don't know. Well, he would bite me if I was to come in. Lots of times I get home for breezy. Mm-hmm. And if I just walk up to the door and walk in and tell me here by ourselves, he'd just need to squeeze you with me.
Say. That's rather heartening than having your own.
He's